today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu Alaikum. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about simple life in Islam.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Monday, 21st of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Taha, verse 131, and then the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى.
And do not extend your eyes toward that by which we have given enjoyment to some categories of them, its being but the splendor of worldly life by which we test them. And the provision of your Lord is better and more enduring.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The worldly bounties are temporary and unstable. They are blossoms of life of this world and blossoms which soon open and fade soon and fall on the ground. They remain stable only for a few days. Allah has bestowed on you kinds of bounties and graces, including faith and Islam, the Quran and divine signs, lawful and pure provisions, and finally, the permanent blessings of the hereafter. These provisions are stable and everlasting.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Dear brothers and sisters, the topic of this episode is simple life in Islam. Please be with us. The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, the greatest role model for all mankind, paid careful attention to the principle of living simply, and in this way guided mankind toward the vast possibilities of spiritual advancement. A point worth making here is that The principle of simplicity is a relative principle that differs with regards to time and conditions. It is possible that a particular lifestyle might be considered very comfortable under particular circumstances, and that same lifestyle under different circumstances due to changes in society might be regarded as simple. Therefore, when it is said that the Prophet lived a simple life and that we should make him our role model, this does not mean that our homes, method of transportation, food and clothes should be exactly like him in terms of quality and quantity. Rather, the current general understanding of people today regarding present conditions, changes, and advancements in technology must be taken into consideration.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In today's show, we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective on living a simple life. The next factor with regard to the essence of simple life is humility. Humility is a fundamental virtue in Islam. Muslims are encouraged to be humble in their interactions with others, avoiding arrogance and boastfulness. This includes being modest in speech, actions, and appearance. Humility fosters genuine human connections, regardless of social or economic status. The next factor I'm going to refer to is gratitude. Gratitude is a core element of leading a simple life in Islam. Expressing thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings one has shifts the focus from desires for more to appreciating what one already possesses. Gratitude leads to contentment and peace of mind. The next factor is family virtues. Islam places a strong emphasis on family values and virtues. Maintaining harmonious family relationships and fulfilling one's responsibilities as a family member is seen as a way to lead a fulfilling and simple life. Strong family bonds contribute to personal and social well-being. So with this introduction presented, I think we need to look for some practical aspects of a simple life.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
And the continuation of this episode of today's special, we'll look at the secrets to simple living, the ultimate guide for 2023, and that is declutter everything. You can simplify your life by making your living space simpler. This doesn't have to mean minimalism, but it can. It seems like many people think of decluttering as the most important part of simplicity. It is definitely the most obvious and most visible thing. Decluttering is very personal because no one can tell you what you really need. For some people, a more minimal style will look stark and cold. But almost all of us are hanging on to things that we no longer need or want. Everything from dishes to credit card to email subscription to books can be pared down. Don't think of this as getting rid of things, but as making room for the things you love and use.
Yeah.
Now, the effects of contentment. One of the effects of contentment is endless treasure. What does it mean? The Apostle of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said contentment is an immortal treasure. He said contentment is a property that never ends. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says in this regard, there is no treasure more sufficient than contentment. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, contentment and needlessness is another effects of contentment. The Messenger of Allah said needlessness is not in the abundance of wealth. Needlessness is only in having the morale of needlessness. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, whoever is content with whatever Allah has bestowed upon him is amongst the most needless people. He also said, the best needlessness is contentment. The Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, contentment is the best needlessness.
Exert pressure on yourself. Discipline yourself to detach yourself from excessive materialism. We need money. We need clothing. We need food. We need housing. We need nice car. We need nice bed. We need nice lifestyle. But there is a difference, my friends, between someone who uses all these things and he does not allow them to use him. God created money, so we use the money, not that the money uses us. We control money, not that the money controls us. Money, to us, like a ship in the sea. What do we need for this ship to navigate, to run, to move in the ocean, in the sea? What is necessary for this ship? Huh? What is necessary? Water. Water is necessary. إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. The ship does not run on freeway 405. It doesn't operate on the freeways. It operates in the sea. So we need a water. Yes, it's very necessary. If there is no water, it will get grounded. Have you seen some grounded ships because there is no water? This water is very necessary. As long as the water is from outside, but once this water starts going inside the ship, what will happen to that ship? It will sink. The same water which was necessary for it to operate and to survive and to move, when it goes inside, it brings the ship down. Same thing with money. We need the money. I need the money. Everyone else, the prophets, the imams, the saints, the good people, the bad people, they need the money. But once this money starts to infiltrate my soul and goes inside me, inside my heart and my soul, it will sink me down. It will take me down. I have to keep it outside. I use it, but I don't allow it to use me.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, محمد نبي علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي،
علي إمامي علي إمامي.